Can we get a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Got a motion, got a second. Any corrections, additions? All in favor of approving the minutes? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Do we have any public comment? Seeing none. Joe?
Purchases this morning. First one is with the Circuit Clerk's Office. It's for our data protection, capacity, bundle, Commvault, annual support and maintenance. Mark, is it 20-year storage system?
Yeah, it's actually a storage system. There's additional storage for our images that we have kind of flooded our system with, like new images. And what we've done is actually scanned about 3,600 old boxes of files from the third floor of the Wood River facility. And that process has cleared them out. They've been shredded. They're gone. Good. Those images now are accessible through their court management system, the computer system. As you know, one of the great things is, and something I'm very proud of, is that we have dropped the firewall and combined the networks between the courthouse and the county IT department. So we're actually one network, and frankly, I really don't know that much about this stuff except that Timothy told me that I need this. and I trust. And my experience is Timothy knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. So
lay it all on Timothy.
Well,
that is
sorry,
a good thing.
You ask a politician to talk, and I go on and on about what a great accomplishment I had when, in fact, it's been the work of a lot of other people. But the fact is that this is needed because we have exceeded our expectations of how much space we're taking up on the county's network, and we're going to pull our fair weight and pay for this additional storage.
Very good. Any questions?
So, Mark, are we able to dispose of the paper files then?
Yes, sir. The paper files, those 3,600 boxes have been actually shredded.
Okay.
At the point that we verified that all the images came over clean and everything's good. So I would encourage you to take a look at the third floor of the Wood River facility, because when I arrived, we had boxes that were stacked up here at the courthouse and down in the hallway leading out through the sally port. We had a sally port packed with boxes, and mm-hmm. those are all gone except for those boxes that are being staged to take over to the Wood River facility. And we actually overflowed the fourth floor. The fourth floor. We'd overflowed the fourth floor, and we were actually taking up space in bathrooms on the third floor of the Wood River facility. That's done, and we've actually cleared out about half of the fourth floor. So I envision and I envision a time that we'll be able to turn that space back over.
Is there a certain time frame when you can get rid of the paper files, or can you do that immediately after the?
No, records, the way the records are kept, they're strictly prescribed by the Local Records Act, and there are Supreme Court rules regarding court files in particular. Some things like the wills, we keep them forever.
Yeah.
So that was one reason that we bought, we had to buy these fireproof safes to keep those wills.
Okay.
But I'm taking up too much of your time, but just a little thing is that one reason wills are so valuable or so important is that they, you never know what significance they have.
Right.
Meeting with the state archivist, he's very proud of a will that he has from a guy by the name of John Deere. And that will happens to be in green ink. So, you know, and at the time, of course, I think they knew it was significant, but they didn't know that it had that much historical significance. So you never know. I mean, one of these days, somebody that Kelly Tracy, when she goes on to become president, will have documents
with purple ink.
And we will have protected them.
Is that accessible by just going over there and somebody's in charge or over there? Or if you want to look at it? You know, if I happen to be over there in the old hospital.
John Deere, Will? That's through the state archives.
I mean, just to look at the facility and how.
Oh, the facility at Wood River. Yeah. No, actually, I think that Kirk can explain that a little bit better, but it's restricted access, but we could arrange for
the tour. You'd have to schedule an appointment.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of important to have restricted. It's locked unless you.
Okay. Very good.
Next, the coroner has a purchase to equip one of his new vehicles with radio, sirens, and lights. Steve, sir, if there's any questions, he doesn't get equal time to mark them.
We do have
more than I want. I demand not to have equal time.
Anybody got a question of Mark? Or of corner.
We're going to have Mark.
We can ask Mark.
No. I stop now. I promise.
We have our annual dues renewal for the National Association of Counties. We also have a change order for the new Wood River storage facility. Kurt, would you mind explaining what that is?
Right. Originally, I had in the scope translucent panels to provide ambient lighting that did not meet the energy efficiency requirements of new buildings, so we had to install thermal windows in lieu of the translucent panels. So that's the change order for that.
Okay. Any questions?
I skipped over one for Maximus. That's actually taken off the agenda. The reason why is when we approved the resolution at the county board last year, it was actually a three-year resolution, so it didn't need to come back before the committee for approval. Jumping down, we have a revision. Basically, we're bringing AAIC back in to revise our jail needs assessment. Since we now are on a pay-as-we-go basis, we need to reprioritize, figure out how to move forward. We no longer have a big plan. We have a bunch of small plans over the course of the next several years. We need new cost estimates. We need to take into effect, construction inflation, what our biggest needs are. All that needs to be put on the table, and we need to come up with a new plan because, we still have critical needs over at the jail that have to be addressed, life safety issues, fire issues, deteriorating infrastructure. I suspect this process is going to identify those as the top priorities, but it's a puzzle.
First?
That's right. And the big plan, the electrical system was all designed on building an addition and HVAC, energy efficiency, all that was factored in. That all needs to be reshuffled. So we're going to bring them on board to work with us over the next few months and basically come up with a new plan. And as I mentioned in the budget meetings, what our goal is to try to package about $5 million, which we have $1.5 million in this current year's budget. There's $1.5 million in the next budget. We're hoping to scrape up some other dollars, and then every 5 or 7 years, if things work out, maybe do the same thing. I don't know if we'll ever get to the end of it, but at least we can address our needs. So that's what that's all
is
about.
Is that fee for a period of time, or is that an hourly basis, or just a...
It's a lump sum to complete the task that we've requested. And we're hoping, 3 or 4 months worth of work with the treasurer's office, Kurt, and myself, and bringing a plan back to the Buildings and Facilities Management Committee.
Okay.
We have with the Highway Department a repair to a John Deere tractor. Greg Schutte's here from the Highway Department. If there are any questions.
Any questions?
Yeah, what is the repair?
It's actually three different items. It's one of our mowing tractors. It's a 2010 model that's out of warranty. It broke down while we were using it. We did a service call. It's got it going long enough to another day or two, but it had to go into the shop. And when they went through it, this tractor is also the one that's slated to be used for a new boom mower.
Right. That's what I was... I wasn't sure that was what I understood it to be.
So while it was in the shop, they did some additional work to prepare it for that boom mower.
Okay. Thanks, Greg.
Any further questions?
The IT department has two purchases. One is a Cisco UCS mini blade server chassis. And the other one is replacement firewalls. Timothy's here. Is there anything you'd like to say about those?
Right. They're both known purchases. One is upgrading the VoIP phone system, the hardware for that one. That's the UCS Mini. And the other is just a replacement of outdated firewalls.
Where's this firewall? Over in the Wood River facility?
It's in this building.
Oh, it's in this building. I didn't know we had a firewall. Okay.
Bill can explain that further.
No. You know, while we're on that subject, I was going to ask, and you're in charge of that technology committee, right?
Yes.
I was talking with Jack before the meeting. You know, every month we see thousands of dollars being spent for computer programs and software and licenses, and I just wondered, does the committee ever look at doing a study to see if all that's necessary, or if it could be, you know, made smaller?
I think that Timothy does a good job at looking at the individual projects as far as holistically. I mean, I think the county could do an IT study, but it's, you know, I mean, that's going to be a 2-3 year study.
Yeah.
We went through a number of things today, and there were some that we tabled because we need more information, but I think that's a good question for any organization, but it's a holistic perspective. It's not just,
you know, it
IT.
Just seems like we do a lot of, spend a lot of money on that stuff. And then I noticed also that I didn't see anything in here on the veterans. You had that tabled last month, right?
I had it tabled. Okay. Which one? You mean the cubicles?
They wanted to do a whole new station or something like that, and you were going to gather more information on that before
sure.
we...
Yeah, it's not in here.
Brad?
But I don't think we're there
that's
yet.
That's not a technology.
Are we asking for that to be approved today?
Yeah. Yeah. That was furniture, Bill.
Okay.
While we're talking about that, if we could, that should have been on the list, and Brad Levitti is here that can speak on it. Could we go ahead and bring that up for consideration?
Sure.
Brad, would you mind explaining that purchase?
Yeah, it's just for an additional workstation.
Right. Well, we had questions about it last time because we purchased bulk and were able to do 4 workstations. When the person came to set it up, they decided, no, we actually only want 3. And now we're going back and adding that 4th one. So I guess my questions are why, and why didn't we decide to do that all at once, and because now it's going to cost us more.
It was originally requested back in November 14, 2013, that we wanted 2 separate quotes, because at that time we didn't have enough money in the budget to do the entire project. Mm-hmm. So that's number one. And then at that time we still would have had to come here for the first portion of the project. When we requested 2 quotes, we did that because we weren't, at that time we were anticipating working with a county agency that received a grant, and then through some weird dealings with them, we decided not to staff that position here in our office, so at that time we didn't need the desk. And then,
so this is a desk for staff, or this is a desk for...
It's a desk for staff.
Okay, and it's full-time staff that's going to remain on. It's not going to go away because of a grant.
No.
Okay. I think last, I understood it to be that this was going to be for veterans to use out in the front office.
Yeah, for a staff. We ordered 2 desks, actually. There wasn't 4. So there was 2 desks. And then there was like a credenza and some other stuff.
Right. Okay. I think I'm still, confused as to the layout of it, and I don't, you know, I'm not trying to micromanage. I'm just trying to figure out. I don't know that we have had a pile up of people in there that would require all of this additional space, but if it's for staff, that's different than what we were told the last time.
Yeah.
I thought that this was where veterans come in to use these systems.
No.
This
is for staff. This is
staff only.
Yeah.
Okay. That wasn't. Did anybody else get that the last time? Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Yeah, it's a 2-part. You know, we have the front desk when you come in, and you have the receptionist, and then that was one of the first desks that was purchased. And then this desk is like an add-on right behind that.
Okay. So we didn't think that we needed it because we weren't going to hire. And then grant money came through and we hired?
No.
No.
You still confused.
I am confused.
We're still, right now, in our next year budget, we have additional staff for a part-time person.
Okay.
So that's where that person would be.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Staff, not veterans. Got it.
Okay.
Check.
Brad, do you have a purchase approval sheet? Did you give it to me?
I mean, you can understand. I was thinking that here we are supposed to be buying in bulk, and then we didn't buy in bulk, and now we want to buy in bulk, but we can't because we turned it down the first time. It seems a bit convoluted, right? That was the way that it went with me.
Originally, we did request two quotes.
Yeah.
You know, two separate quotes because we wouldn't have any budget. So that was the main reason. But we didn't get them in two separate quotes. We got one quote. So then once we went back and we said, well, wait a minute, we never wanted them in one quote. We wanted them in two quotes because we couldn't purchase it.
So you knew from the beginning you weren't actually going to buy bulk.
Well, that's what I wanted. But when we got the quote, it was only one.
Gotcha. That
so I couldn't separate them at that time because they said they couldn't be separated.
I gotcha.
So we had to purchase one, and then now...
That was the missing piece. Thank you, Brad.
Okay. So what will be added to your consideration today is a revision of what we approved in the past to add $3,485.50 for Han furniture for this project, just so that you've got the numbers before you.
Okay.
It's not really the computer.
No. See, I know. I think we were both equally as confused on that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Brad's here to answer the questions. Unfortunately, I guess the person last month didn't understand it. So
right. Okay.
We'll try to do better moving forward.
Okay.
Okay, with the probation department, we have two purchases. One is some consulting work. It looks like training for their caseload system. Is anybody from probation here? Doesn't look like it. And the second one is purchase 5 Motorola portable radios. Probably had some folks in the room help them with procuring these services. We can try to answer any questions.
Any questions?
The sewer district has a repair to a pump at lift station 9A for your consideration.
Any questions?
With facilities management, we have, it looks like, some security camera and licensing work. Kurt, would you mind explaining this?
And these are some replacement cameras for the jail, switching from old analog system that's fading away to new digital to incorporate into the existing digital system.
Where are these located, Kirk?
I think 5 of them are outside cameras, and the rest of them are inside cameras, looking at the cell blocks, corridors, exterior blind spots around the jail.
Okay.
This wasn't on your pre-agenda, but there should be a purchase sheet in front of you.
Oh, okay.
What you're looking for.
Yeah, there it is here.
And then the last purchase is the state's attorney's office is purchasing some scanners for one of their programs. State's attorney's here. Do you have any questions?
Any questions of Tom? You ought to ask him a question anyway. Well, I'd have got a lot of time. You got 2 or 3 minutes.
I beat him down for you.
Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Well, I have one more. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe.
No, I didn't.
So, just to be clear, it's not in our packet. Are we?
Yes.
Is this on this?
No, the
veterans.
We're adding it to it.
You're adding it right now.
Yeah,
you read the resolution there. So okay. You're adding that resolution. Okay.
We got a moment. I'm sorry. I'm still hung up. Sorry. I hate to keep doing this, but isn't there? We have additional furniture that we can pull from at Wood River. Yes. I mean, we do have a stockpile of.
Departments are starting to use these workstations as opposed to just slapping a desk up or whatever. There's reasons, there's efficiencies, or you know, there's
that's a micromanagement from an ergonomic standpoint.
We're going to see it in safety and risk if we don't.
And those are the ones we got rid of when we first started doing our office.
Okay.
We got World War II desk.
literally.
Okay. Metal. All right. And I'm not trying to pick on veterans. Bill and I had it out after the last.
You're working on it pretty good.
I'm just trying to make sure that we're spending the money on veterans, not on.
Do we have any veterans in the room?
Yes, Bill. I know. Right?
We have it in our budget to spend it. Our budgets are separate. We have a vet assistance budget
that goes
specifically for veterans assistance.
Okay.
And then we have our.
And this does not affect. Okay. All right. I feel better. Thank you. Thank you for serving our country.
We do have a motion and a second. The doc, did you make the motion? Kelly, you seconded it?
Yeah.
Okay.
If not, second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none.
Aye.
And?
Aye.
Aye.
Bill? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, moving on.
Under resolutions, we have
got all right.
Five of them for consideration. The first one was tabled last month, and it was sent back to the IT committee to review the proposal and any other alternatives that was available, and I believe that took place this morning. It's for the Highline Corporation, part of our payroll system.
This ought to be good.
Mm-hmm. It was a barrier, if you remember. Basically, what the IT committee.
You're more of a computer. Well, basically, it was sent down to the IT committee to take a look at the options that we had. The main reason this came up, so let me take a step back. From the bigger point of view, we're looking at keeping the same system here for payroll. We're looking technically at whether we should continue to have it located here on the equipment at the county, or we should have it hosted by that company. And that's what the discussion was down in the IT department. Craig found out whenever we moved the Highline payroll system, Highline is the name of the company, whenever we moved that system into a virtual environment, the company did inform us that there was going to be additional costs for licensing to do that. And now it came up whenever it came time for maintenance. We were informed by the company that if you have it in this environment, there's additional cost. And the additional costs were substantial. So Craig went back and said, well, you know, what are the other options we have? And another option that came from the company was that, well, you could have it hosted through us. And so we looked at the two proposals that we had, either continuing to run it here or having it as a hosted solution. Right. And over a three-year period, if we continue to have it here, paying the additional licensing, it was $412,000. And over 3 years having it hosted, it was $197,000. So that includes the cost of maintenance and some additional costs for hosting. The problem is we can't continue with the current situation because we are due, since we moved it, to pay this additional licensing. And like I said, if we kept it, that additional licensing is rather substantial. So that's what was discussed down in the IT department, is the technical aspects of either having it to continue to run here or to have it as a hosted solution. And as a head of IT committee, we kind of didn't see any technical issues, any concerns about, you know, doing it as either option for those.
Right.
That was approved.
So there was nothing to approve. So really, technically, it's like a bank, right? They use their host. Every bank has a hosted solution, so there was no question of keeping it here versus hosting. I think the question that came up in the committee was, do we have other options for hosting, right? Have we looked at other companies? And I think they agreed to do that.
But we did think that hosting was a better way to go than the way we're going now, because it's going to save us half the money that it would if we continue where we are.
Correct.
Plus, there's a possibility of the back monies that were not collected, they may come after us for that too.
And where I am on this is we're looking at the price of this doubling from $100,000 to over $200,000 a year, and of data migration from our servers to external servers. And this is the perfect time to go out and shop this. Go out and get bids. And it may be that maybe we can save some money, or maybe this isn't the very cheapest solution, but it may be a better solution because it would be disruptive to change vendors. Mm-hmm. But I think we need to go out and get other options from other companies to make sure that we're spending the people's money wisely.
You're in the process of doing it. That's what the resolution is, to go out and shop this, right?
Just for clarification,
the resolution's to spend money.
It's $70,000 a year. It's not $200,000 a year. is what we're paying for the service.
The bottom but one is a 3-year cost.
Over 3 years. If we go to the hosting, it's $197,000. 3 years. If we leave it in-house, it's $412,000.
Yeah, so this is a 3-year renewal.
Yeah.
So the question is, can we get a better price for $70,000 a year? Are there other alternatives available? You guys looked at that, and we don't believe there are.
I think we need to talk to salesmen and for competitors and have hard numbers to make sure that there are no better options. I would like to see the numbers and see evidence that there's no... This is the right solution.
At this point, you know, Barry, chime in anytime you need to. You know, other vendors weren't looked at because we had already purchased the system from Highline, and what we're really talking about here are maintenance costs. If we looked at another solution, there would be that cost that you have to actually purchase that system, too, if we decided to go in a different direction. So
when we selected the Highline system, I believe it was in excess of $400,000, and they built our current payroll system based on 7 union contracts. It's really a complex program. So if we're looking at dumping that and going to another one, we can anticipate we would have a similar cost to build the system. And then these are annual maintenance
possibly,
costs that we're talking about.
Possibly. Yeah, and I think you very well may be right, and we'll stay with Highline, but I think we should ask the questions. 7 years is a lifetime in the IT industry, and the startup costs 7 years ago may be very different than the startup costs of the new system now, and I'm just saying we should talk to the salespeople for the competitors and get prices and make absolutely sure, so I can tell people that we gave this the proper look over. I don't think we are there right now.
I mean, you're only talking about putting it off a month, right? Is that?
Yeah.
I think whatever it takes to do the job properly. I don't think we should be intimidated by, you know, worrying about maintenance running out or deadlines of meetings. I think we should do the job properly, make sure we're going out for bids on this. This is a lot of money. We spent more time talking about furniture than we are talking about spending $200,000. So
what did the IT committee decide today?
The IT committee decided from a technical perspective that we could go to a hosted environment. We didn't determine which hosted environment because I don't think anybody else was looked at.
Okay.
So if we keep it like it is now, when do all those fees come due that you said we keep it in-house as far as those fees
weren't, when those new fees were discussed, because it was... pretty much not an option to pay $400,000 for 3 years. So
let's say if we put this all 30 days, we're not going to have to pay those fees. Right? You see what
I'm
asking?
I can't answer that, but I can't answer that right now.
I mean, are the paychecks not going to come out if we don't approve this today?
No, I think we're fine. I think that it depends on how much time they're going to have to put some effort into going out and finding out who some alternatives are for hosting. And, you know, the key thing is they're going to have to look at is, like Joe said, what's the cost of a new software application, the hosting fees from a new company, and then the conversion and man hours and the impact to the different departments.
Sure.
But I would think you could get some baseline numbers on alternatives. You may not be able to get... in 30 days may not be able to get to the impact of the conversion, but I think you'd have some numbers on the IT portion of it.
You know, maybe it was confusing at the last meeting, but we did ask for this already. Yes, we asked for numbers. I mean, that's what I was...
I listened to the recording last night, and yes, that's... we were asking for alternatives.
Right. I just think that, you know, Jamie, you're right, that we need to be able to... I want to be able to justify this with taxpayers and say, we looked at everything. I want to see all options, you know, and this really isn't an IT issue, and I can appreciate that, and thank you for your help on that, Timothy, because it's really, we need administrative services, we need payroll to get together and provide those numbers. This isn't, you've told us everything you can tell us about how this will work technically. I'd like to see numbers as well. I don't think that's unreasonable.
So are we seeking alternatives to this maintenance hosting issue, or are we talking about scrapping the system and looking at an entire new system.
With that's what it'll take.
Versus cost. That's a good question. That's can we continue to use the Highline Defender software with a different hosting, or is that tied to Highline? And if not, then it would be, yeah.
No, can I answer that? It's my understanding that we are basically hosting it from that company. It's that company's data center, and this is a service that they provide. So I don't think it was specifically asked, but I'm under the impression that you just can't take the Highline system and have it hosted for less somewhere else. It's actually in their environment, in their data center. So that's why the hosted solution is specifically with Highline. So as far as like conversion costs or anything, there wouldn't be, you know, except the one-time setup fee, there are no additional costs because you're taking it from a Highline system locally, moving it to a Highline hosted solution, and it just kind of drops right in place. There will be no conversion costs. But I'm not sure technically if we can actually have it hosted by some other place.
So to answer your question, yeah, we'd be looking at it.
When we purchased these large database systems, we just did the Sheriff's CAD expansion with New World a couple months ago. You know, we've got the real estate management system, DevNet. I always push and ask the question, how many years are we going to get out of this thing before we have to reinvest? And the answer I'm always looking for is 8 to 10 years. To make this kind of investment, we need to maintain the system. And then you can justify going out and spending another $500,000 building, you know, a new system or whatever. Because these systems do get updated. These companies have updates every year, and that's what we're paying for with our maintenance agreements. But that was kind of what was behind when we went with Highline, is that we got a system that we thought that we could get our money back on by, you know, administering the program. And it's working pretty well.
It's been in place since 2007, so it's 8 years that we've had Highline.
And we use it for our open enrollment right now, and it doesn't cost us anything to be able to do that. So we partner with payroll and being able to do the online open enrollment that allows us to data feed any benefit changes to United Healthcare, Delta Dental, without any cost. When we looked at how do you go out and do that on a separate system, we were looking at probably between around $100,000 just to be able to set something up separately like that. So we were able to work with payroll over the last, we started that about 4 years ago, three or four years ago, and there's no cost to us at all for doing that.
I mean, again, all those factors, if this is changed, all those factors would need to be taken into consideration when you go out to bid. Yeah, right. They'd all have to be included in the RFQ or RFI or however.
I mean, my experience is every time I buy a new software system, they lowball you. That's what I call it anyway. You know, they tell you, oh, this is easy. This is going to convert right over. Bang, bang, bang. Well, it never works like that. I mean, we're still from January in my office, and mine's a small office. I mean, we're still converting data and stuff. And then yesterday I found out it didn't even convert part of the important part of the underwriting system. We have to do that by hand now.
You know, what is the consensus with the committee here? You want to hold this off for a month, or do we want to, what's your feeling?
My feeling is that all we're saying is that we agree that the hosting outside would save us money. And that's all that we're to determine here. If wherever it goes or whatever, it needs to go from a higher level and let them determine who. But I think our choice is to say we are going to hosting or we're going to keep it in-house. That's the only statement I think we'd be making here.
No, I don't think so at all. I think we're deciding whether we're going to send it back and ask for this to go out for bids, or at least a survey of what alternative costs would be, so we can feel like. I think this is a good system that's working for the county, and it may be the way to go, but.
So prior to
trying to look at alternatives,
I think you guys are both correct. We are only talking about the hosting, the maintenance part of it. You're saying prior to committing to the hosting part of it, you'd like to look at the big picture of the entire package and see whether this is worthwhile continuing with this or if there's other alternatives out there, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, wasn't this figure the $400,000 figure or something?
No, these are the same.
Was it the same figure?
It's the same.
Okay.
I just don't feel like I have all the pieces to the puzzle to be able to make a proper decision. We have every other committee that goes out and, you know, has to have a bid system unless there's no one that competes in that. And there are competitors, so we need to have that information so that we can say that we made the best. It might end up still being this. You know, I'm not saying that we have a bad system. I'm saying
well,
that we don't
you
have
make
all
a
the
motion
information.
Then?
Well, I'll make a motion to table.
I'll second.
Okay.
Good. No discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good. No.
Aye.
Aye. No.
It's tabled.
Next, with the County Clerk's Department, we have the VMAX support for the Votech Corporation. Deb, would you like to explain what system this is?
VMAX is your voter registration. It's the software licensing that runs voter registration.
I think we ought to discuss this one, too.
Sure. Sure, there were 27
sure,
days. If
we're not going to let you off the hook, buddy.
I'm any questions, Adept? No, we'll move on.
We have three with the IT department. We have a, this is the replacement printer. Okay, the Cisco maintenance was tables two. The Canon image press copiers, the large copier. And then the Nexus switch is equipment and professional services. Timothy, you want to add
sure.
anything to that?
The large printer, basically the printer that we have downstairs that does ballots and all the other forms for the county, is old enough that the maintenance costs keep rising and it's become very expensive. So this is purchasing a new one. Yeah, it's going to be considerable cost savings that we discussed in the IT committee with the purchase of printing all of the ballots and the other forms that we take care of here at the county.
And the return on investment, Bill, should be approximately 2.5 years.
Yeah. The second one was a plan.
So what brand do we have now?
It is a Canon.
Okay.
Right. The other one was a planned purchase for Cisco switches for the data center. 2015, we're hoping, and we're working with current facilities to upgrade the IT data center. This is a capital outlay project. We're putting new switching infrastructure in there before we actually do the physical upgrade of the data center.
You don't need a 3D, do you? Brenner?
3D?
Any questions?
Not yet. No one's asked for it yet.
Any questions?
That's the latest technology, issues. You know.
Is that all you have, Joe?
That's all.
Okay. Can we get a motion?
So moved. Second.
Any further discussion?
Aye.
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 Okay. Anything else, Joe?
That's all.
Rick?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, for your observation, the committee's with third quarter budget variance report. Moving forward, we have a number of refunds. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped the motel tax reconciliation report for June, July, and August 2014. Total amount collected is $1,573.05, or is a 5% administrative fee withheld of $78.65, and the balance would be to be evenly distributed between the Greater Alton Twin Rivers Convention Bureaus and Southwestern Illinois Tourism Convention Bureau. Evenly split, it comes to $747.20 for each entity, and I move for your approval on that.
Get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second by Ann. Any further discussions? Any questions of Rick on the issues? Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
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 Bill?
Aye.
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 Okay. Okay, Mr. Chairman, we have several refunds. The first from the special service area payable to an individual for $31.46. This is a refund for overpayment at closing. Second one, I'll bring them all in at once, Chairman,
please.
If I can. Second one is a check for $39.66 to an individual. This also is a refund due for an overpayment at closing. Next refund, $28.31 to an individual. This also is a refund due from an overpayment at closing. And the last one's a special service area payable in the amount of $25.05 to a trust and individual. This also is a refund due to an overpayment at closing, and I move for your approval.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any questions? Any discussion? Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Jamie?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we have several immediate emergency appropriations. The first one is the county received a grant in the amount of $31,762. The purpose of the grant is to provide funding for environmental surveillance, public information, human case investigation, and prevention of mosquito-borne diseases such as the West Nile viral disease and other vector-borne diseases. It will be a reapportion for the remaining grant period in the following year, so it's going forward. Second one, immediate emergency appropriation. The county received a grant in the amount of $373,055 with the purpose of conducting a breast and cervical cancer early detection program. It's a no-match grant, and again, it's for $373,055. Third one, county received a grant in the amount of $108,503. The purpose of this is preventing the initiation of tobacco use among young people, eliminating exposure to secondhand smoke, and promoting tobacco use cessation among youth and adults. This is also a no-match grant received from the Illinois Department of Public Health. I'm sorry. No. The last one is, again, subsequent to the adoption of the budget, the Child Advocacy Center received a grant from the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services for the purpose of providing continued funding for the administrative costs of the Child Advocacy Center. The amount of the grant is $81,040, and it is a no-match grant. I move for your approval on all the immediate emergency appropriations.
Your motion?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any questions of Rick on the claims and transfers? Hearing none.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Overhang.
Is that all, Rick?
That's it. I've got the claims and transfers report for September, and I move for your approval on that, Chairman. That's
so
all I have.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
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 Bill?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. That's it, Rick?
That's it, Chairman.
Safety and risk?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have our quarterly report for consideration this morning. We have the reported claims above 5,000 paid by risk management that we should have a copy of that report from your staff this morning. I don't think it was in one of the emails, too. That just shows our payments for workers' comp and liability and property claims over the course of the last 3 months. And the second report is our open liability claims report. We have 31 pending professional liability claims. I know there is a number of those that will be closing here in the next quarter after payment of final legal bills and such. Under general liability, we have 3 pending and 2 that were closed in the last quarter. And then under auto, we have 5 pending with 5 closed in the last quarter. Our total outstanding reserves for open claims is $555,696.30. Any questions?
Yes, ma'am.
Could I ask one?
Mm-hmm.
On the general, on the...
Yes.
I see here a department, Madison County... this bus?
Well, those were actually claims that were filed that named us as a defendant. In addition to Madison County Transit and ACT, we were dismissed from both of those. So those claims actually will be closing here in the next quarter.
Well, I guess that...
So we just put them under Madison County because there's really no department per se to assign those to, so...
Those aren't transit district claims.
They are transit district claims. We were actually but we were named in a lawsuit.
We're wrongly sued.
We were wrongly sued.
So we have to have the attorneys get us dismissed.
I mean, will we get released from those?
Yes, we have been dismissed, actually, from both of those cases after our attorney took care of the necessary legal paperwork to do that.
Because our insurance with the county is not covering the transit district, right?
No, we're self-insured for our general liability claim.
just wanted to make sure.
No, it's fine.
Thank you.
We occasionally get named in lawsuits that were not a, should not have been properly
sure.
named in. So.
I know everybody thinks the county owns those transit district buses. You know.
Yep.
Do you want to go ahead and bring the other one in or do the
no,
budget update first?
We're going to do the budget and okay. we'll need to go in executive session and talk about it. It's
okay.
litigation.
You
get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kelly?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay. Is that all?
Yes.
Other than the other problem. Okay. Budget update, Joe.
Before you is the most recent copy of the budget. There's just been a couple slight revisions since the last copy. The budget's actually slightly revised downward. There were some, adjustments to a couple budgets. The Housing Authority per diem budget was reduced a little bit because we cut the size of their board. We recalculated some costs in one of the highway department budgets, nothing major, nothing significant. So we believe this is close to final. I don't anticipate any additional changes or any surprises coming up. So what we would like to do is schedule another special budget finance committee meeting, and this would be the meeting where we send a full copy of the near final budget out to the entire county board, give them the opportunity to review it, and then invite them to the meeting to ask any questions. So a couple dates that I think would work with us getting it out, giving them enough time, would be October 21st or 22nd. That's a Tuesday or a Wednesday. And I'm not sure if there's any conflicts with the committee, but...
I do with Tuesday and Wednesday.
Both those days you do?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
How
about the 23rd?
Well, what's that?
That's Thursday.
That's perfect.
October 23rd, I'm not available.
We could probably do it Monday that week. I hate to throw a meeting together on a Monday morning, but it's up to you all.
Mondays is like.
I'll be back on Friday, but I'm out that first 4 days for business.
You're out that week, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Monday would be better for me than Tuesday or Wednesday, but otherwise, of course, if Ann can't be here all week, why then...
If I've got any questions, though, I go in and see Joe.
Yeah, sure. So, how's everybody else? What's your feeling, Bill? Right. When would you like to...
Or as I know, it's good.
Okay. Jamie?
No, I think it's good for me.
What time of the day are we talking about? 9 o'clock?
Probably 8:30. We can do 9. Whatever works. You all preferred earlier.
I mean, 9 is fine. I like your 9 o'clock.
Okay. Doc, you get plenty of beauty sleep. Let's just do 8:30.
What's the date?
9 a.m. the 20th. Monday the
20th. Are we going to meet in the boardroom?
Meet
in
here?
And Joe, this will, you're going to send this budget that we got out now to all the members before that meeting?
It'll be sound, hopefully, today.
So
or
they can
tomorrow.
Attend the meeting and have their input.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Couldn't we do it at 8:30? I got something going on that day.
That's right.
We did change it to 8:30 now?
8:30.
Okay.
Only because it's Lair.
It's hard to. You can please some of the people all the time.
At 8:30.
Okay. Anything else, Joe?
That's all.
We need a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Motion by Doc. Second by Kelly.
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Aye.
Joe?
Aye. All
right. Jack, for the record, could you read that section?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. This is a closed executive session to discuss litigation. Extend from the provision of 5 ILCS 120-2 C11 and 12, litigation against a public body and settlement of claims.